We are discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. We'll be discussing the five names, starting with the 346th name till the 350th name. So as we learned yesterday, so Kshetram, Kshetrajna, and then Devi, who is both Kshetram and Kshetrajna, yet different from this relationship. So it's like telling that there is an object. Object is the Jagat. If there is an object of Jagat, there should be a subject who is unaffected by the object. So the subject is Sakshi, and there is a substratum for both the subject and object. The subject gets subjecthood when he sees the object, but he becomes the substratum. He becomes non-dual when the object vanishes. Chetyo paraga rupa me sakshita vinatatpiki upalakshanam evayam nisparanga chidambudehe. So Advaita Makaranda says that Chetyo paraga rupa me, Chetyo paraga rupa me, I, like my very nature, which is untainted by thoughts, sakshita api natatviki, sakshita, sakshi bhavam is also not permanent. Upalakshanam evayam, it is just a upalakshanam. Upalakshanam means a figurative way of telling, that's it. Nistaranga chidambu dehe, chidambuhu, chidambudi, budi, I think I don't know the right word for ambuhu is the word for ocean. So chidambu dehe means of the ocean of samsara. Nistaranga, Nistaranga means a waveless ocean of consciousness. For that, Sakshi Bhavam is just a figurative way. It's not a real way. So that means that whatever exists is Devi alone, Sakshi. Devi becomes the Sakshi, as we discussed yesterday. Devi becomes Kshetram, Kshetrajna, everything. So whatever is there in this entire world, whatever is there in this entire world, whatever is there beyond, Om ityetad aksharam brahma tasya upavyakhyanam bhutam bhavat bhavishyat iti sarvam omkareyeva. Om ityekaksharam brahma. So Om, this Om aksharam is Ishvara. Om is the pratikam. So pratikam means symbol. So we have symbol, I think symbol is the right word of symbol. I'm getting confused. So symbol. So the symbol called Om, which is called Pratikam. So Pratikam, we have symbols for everything. So similarly for Ishvara, the symbol is Om. So this Omkaram Bhutam, whatever past is Omkaram, present is Omkaram, future is Omkaram. And if there is anything beyond these three states, that is also Omkaram. So everything is Devi. Kshetram is Devi. Kshetrajna is Devi. If there is something beyond that, tomorrow somebody, as we said yesterday, like if somebody else makes or creates something else, that is also Omkaram. So everything that is there is Omkaram alone. So that is the ultimate truth. This is what we have to always remember. We have to remember that Devi alone exists. Whether we learn or remember Lalita Sahasranama, I am not able to remember the various names of Lalita Sahasranama. I don't remember, though I have been chanting for 10 years, I don't remember the Namas. Cannot remember. I cannot remember this song. I cannot remember Amma's Purva, Amma's previous name. I cannot remember like Amrita Swarupananda's Purva Ashrama name. I cannot remember Ramakrishna Paramahamsa's main devotees. Fine, no problem at all. I cannot remember that avatara that is mentioned in Bhagavatam as Purna Avatara, which is Krishna, of course. I cannot remember, no problem at all. I cannot remember Bhagavatam. I cannot remember spirituality. It's fine. I cannot remember my parents. I cannot remember my partner. No problem at all. I cannot remember my boss. No problem at all. Get tomorrow, don't say, I cannot remember where I kept my key. No problem at all. There is only Ishvara. So there will be some way. The moment we say there is only Ishvara, then the easiest way is breaking the door open. At least that option is there. We will be happily able to do that. So irrespective of what we remember, what we don't remember, we have to remember Devi. Devi's chinta should always be there. Devi should always be in our thought. Devi should always abide in our mind. So that is what is essential then. That is what is the goal of Lalita Sahasranama. So Lalita Sahasranama, rather than or the scriptures speak about the Tattvam, Supreme Truth, as Nirguna Brahman, Nirgunam, formless, Arupam, whereas Lalita Sahasranama gives us a form, and from the form it takes us to the formless, to the it from the duality, from the dual world, it gives it form to pervade the dual world. And when that one form pervades the entire world, the form ceases to be a form, it becomes formless. So there is a transition between form to formless, and that is what Lalita Sahasranama does for us. Of course, we are not, our intellect is not very strong, our conviction is not very strong, our chittam, our mind is not very pure as well. Therefore, Lalita Sahasranama is, or we are suited for Lalita Sahasranama, I can't say. Lalita Sahasranama is suited for us. We are suited for Lalita Sahasranama. So while learning these namas, while chanting these namas, we have to always remember that Lalita Sahasranama means what? Devi. Who is Devi? All pervasive, sarvavyapi. If it means that we I cannot remember all pervasive, what is the point of learning Vedanta and saying it in English? Of course, today, like, it has become everything that we find in the world has become like a cult. So there is nothing positive. Everybody says the negative about others. So if we go and meet the people, there are a group of people. Okay, I'm not here complaining. So this is just an opinion. That's it. You can just ignore it. If it is offensive, just ignore it. That's it. But there are people who say that, oh, Sanskritam is my bhasha. Aham Sanskritam vadami. I'll not chant English. I'll not speak English. I'll speak only Sanskrit. So there are people who do that. And the goal of their life is Sanskritam. Have to help spread Sanskrit. What is the point of spreading Sanskrit? Is it going to help? Yes, it is going to help. How? Next birth we can become like a person who has learned lot of Sanskrit. Maybe who is teaching Sanskrit. Who has an organization where he teaches Sanskrit. And one fine day somebody complains against him in the court, and everything vanishes. So that is how it would be. So Sanskritam, even Sanskritam is not the goal. We have to remember that Sanskrit or even scriptural knowledge is not the goal. Scriptural knowledge is just a way to get to Ishvara. If Ishvara is forgotten, even the scriptural knowledge will be of no use. We can find people around. Like when I used to stay in Cochin, so there used to be people who used to Sanskrita Pracharam. Means Pracharam means spreading. So spread, people who want to spread Sanskrit. So they'll go and halt at various places, tent or like stay at a place, and then have camp. 1 week camp, 2 week camp. Of course, here also we have that. We have camps of Sanskrit. This camp, that camp, summer camp, winter camp, weekend camp. And if there's nothing else, then give some name to it. Just some name. Oh, it's not summer or winter camp, but it is transition camp. And this time it is summer to winter transition. Next time it is winter to summer transition. So all those are there. There are people. So they will be chanting or they will be speaking or conversing in Sanskrit. But do they know the scriptures? What is Brahman? Oh, Brahman, that is something in Upanishads. Oh, do you know Sanskrit? Yeah, leave Sanskrit, let's speak about Brahman. Okay, if you have to know Brahman, you have to know Sanskrit. Come speak Sanskrit first, then you can know Brahman. So that's how people will be. So we have to stay away from people, any person who is not focusing on Ishvara. Anything other than Ishvara, we can boldly, we don't even need to think twice of setting aside such a person. If we get any thought or somebody teaches us or preaches to us about things which has got nothing to do with Ishvara, nothing to do with Ishvara Chinta, we don't need to hesitate to set it aside. If we set it aside, it will only help us and everybody around us as well. So these are people who want to promote something or the other. They forget that there is an essence to everything in the world. They forget that essence, and that itself becomes a bondage. So it's like a person telling, "Oh, Lalita Sahasranama. Oh, if I don't chant Lalita Sahasranama, one day I'll die." So there are people like that. Oh, if I don't chant Lalita Sahasranama, it's as if like I'm struggling. Something is missing in life. So it shouldn't be like that. Lalita Sahasranama chanting itself is for remembrance of Ishvara. And when the time comes, we will have to drop Lalita Sahasranama as well. We will have to drop off. We don't have to drop off now. But learning or chanting Lalita Sahasranama means it should take us to that state where we ensure that we chant Lalita Sahasranama daily. But if by chance we are not able to do that one day, will not get affected. Else Lalita Sahasranama itself will become a bondage, and that bondage will hinder our spiritual progress. That bondage itself will become an obstacle to realization. So we have to always remember this. If not, we'll get deluded very easily. Okay, all this futile talk, going back to all pervasive. So if we want Sanskrit word, Sarvavyapi. Sarvavyapi. Who is Devi? Sarvavyapi. And what do I like? Oh, this is not at all good. If I learn Sanskrit, then when I am with friends, I can converse in Sanskrit. What do I get by worshipping Devi? What do I get by remembering the Devi Sarvavyapi? So Hayagriva says, you will get everything. What do you mean everything? Om Vijayayai Namaha. Vijaya. So Devi is always victorious. So we cannot find one story in all the Puranas, in the 18 Puranas, 18 Upapuranas, Bhagavata Puranam, any place we cannot find even one scenario or situation where Ishvara has failed. Ishvara is not victorious. So Ishvara is always victorious. Why is Ishvara victorious? Of course, he doesn't have any rival. He's Advitiya Satyam. He's non-dual. If he is non-dual, then who is? There is no rival at all. If there is no rival, then how can he not win? Such a truth will also win in worldly life as well. In worldly life also, wherever Ishvara is there, victory is there. The Mahabharata Yuddham is a testimony to this fact that wherever Ishvara is there, victory is always there. So, Mahabharata Yuddham, speaking about Mahabharata Yuddham, so there the Pancha Pandavas were fighting against Kaurava. So, the Kauravas were not alone, they had a lot of people, as well as Krishna's entire army. So all of those were there for Kauravas, but still they lost because Krishna was with Pandavas. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishno, Yatra Partho Dhanurdharaha, Tatra Srir Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Anitir Matir Mama. Sanjaya ends Bhagavad Gita by telling, wherever Yatra Yogeshwara Krishno, Yoga Ishwara Krishna, so wherever Ishwara is there, Krishna in the Ishwara in the form of Krishna is there, and Partho Dhanurdharaha, wherever the seeker who is depending on Ishwara, Tasmin Ananyata, wherever that is there, Tatra there Sri Vijayo, Sri Lakshmi Aishwaryam Vijayam, Bhutihi Dhruva Netir Matir Mama. So everything will be there in such a place. So that is what we can find in Mahabharata Yuddham. So wherever Devi's thought is there, there is Vijayam. So Vijayam means victory in everything. Whatever we take up, we'll be victorious in it. So don't start tomorrow, like don't come back and say, oh, I since you said so, like I wanted to take part in Sarigama. So Aparna, please don't try that. If you try, it will be a big problem for me later. So if you try, well, let me get into Sarigama. Wherever Ishwara is there, like there is only victory. Of course, the victory is also there. You'll come back sad. That sorrow, in that sorrow also you will have happiness. So that is where we can find that spiritual masters. Spiritual masters, they don't even worry about being or like failing in life. They don't care about what others say. They don't care about what others think about them. They will appear like fools, but they are real brave people. So they are brave people. So once when Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, of course, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa was always like not dressed like a normal person. He'll be dressed like a child. He'll be dressed, and in many cases we can find that his devotees say that, oh, he'll be like a small child running here and there at night without wearing any clothes. So that's how he used to be. So spiritual master will never care about anything else, because for him there is only Ishwara. If there is only Ishwara, there itself victory is there. So victory means that which gives happiness. So victory means happiness. So happiness will be there even when a person fails. Or as has been immortalized by Shah Rukh Khan, हार कर जीतने वाले को बाजीगर कहते हैं. माई हिंदी इज वेरी बैड, सो प्लीज फॉरगिव मी फॉर दैट. सो इवन व्हेन अ पर्सन फेल्स, ए स्पिरिचुअल सीकर, इवन व्हेन ही फेल्स, इवन ड्यूरिंग दैट टाइम देर विल ओनली बी हैप्पीनेस देयर, बिकॉज ही नोज दैट इवन दैट फेलियर हैज समथिंग इन इट. दैट फेलियर ऑल्सो हैज समथिंग इन इट. एंड of course, if a person is constantly thinking about Ishwara, Ishwara Chinta is very strong, then even in worldly cases he will be victorious. So a devotee, there has been no time or we cannot find any examples of a devotee who was let down by Ishwara, a devotee who didn't have what he wanted. Of course, a devotee doesn't want anything, but he will still get everything that is required. So Amma, whenever Amma makes the pledge to donate huge amount of money when some natural calamity happens, she doesn't even think twice. But still, Ishwara, Amma is Ishwara herself. Amma is Devi. Therefore, always she is able to bring up or give that donation. Stick on to her words. So that happens there. So Vijaya. And why like Vijayam, Vijayam, always victorious? Why is always Devi is always victorious? Devi gives victory to a real Bhakta. Why? Om Vimalaye Namaha. Because Vimala Vigata Malam. Malam. Malam means impurity, like Ajnanam and other things are not there in Devi. So wherever ignorance is there, ignorance means that everything is Ishwara. The knowledge that everything is Ishwara is not there. So when ignorance is there, then a person sees duality, and when a person sees duality, then he will not win at all times. He will definitely lose, even when he is losing. Like those people, those comedians in movies we see, like even when they win, they'll be doubting, oh, I shouldn't have won. Like, if I had lost, I would have got more attention. So similar thoughts will be there. So ajnanam and similar malas, similar impurities are not there for a bhakta, and thereby he is ever victorious. And as a result of not having ajnanam and always being victorious, which means that always being blissful, Devi is Om Vandhyayai Namaha. Since, not, I should say, I termed it wrongly. So since a person is always blissful, always victorious, without any impurities, therefore he worships Devi. So Vandhya, a real devotee knows that he will get Anandam by always remembering Devi, always surrendering on to Devi. Therefore, he worships Devi. Vandhya, Devi is one who is worshipped by such devotees. And Devi is true to her word. So Vandha, Om Vandharujana Vatsalayai Namaha. So Vandharujana. So those people who worship Devi, who surrender on to Devi, Vatsala. So Vatsala means Devi take cares of them. So Vatsalyam is a particular one of the various qualities, good qualities. And Vatsalya Bhavam means a motherly attitude. So Devi is like a mother to such people who surrender on to Devi. And which means that Devi will take care of them, which means, so it's like a, okay, don't tell it's a vicious circle. Of course it is a vicious circle. A person who is worshipping Devi, he'll be victorious. A person who is victorious will be worshipping Devi. So the more happiness we get, so initially it's like we don't have bliss, we don't remember Devi. When we start remembering Devi, automatically bliss comes. So when bliss comes a little bit, it's an addiction. So when that addiction comes, we'll start remembering more Devi, more bliss, more Devi, more bliss, more Devi. Finally, both will merge. Finally, a person will be always remembering Devi and always abiding in bliss. So that is what is to be achieved in life. So we have to remember that Devi is Vandhya and Vandharujana Vatsala. So Devi protects whoever surrenders onto her. If we remember this, then that is enough. That is more than enough to inspire in a way, like instigate us. Of course, instigation is a wrong word here, but still instigate us to remember Devi, have Devi's chinta, remembering that everything is Devi at all times. The final nama of the Devi is Om Vagvadini. So Devi is Vagvadini. Devi is one of the attribute is called Vagvadini. So Vagvadini, so means like Devi has the power of word. So power of word means that whatever Devi says will happen. So whatever Devi says is true. Of course, Devi is Satyam. Satyam, what can Satyam speak? Satyam can speak only Satyam. A person who is abiding in truth can only speak truth. He cannot say anything else. So a person who is attracted to racing can only speak about racing. So Devi is of course Devi, which means her words has to be about Devi. Her words have to be always true. So not just true at the ultimate level, but the paramarthika level as well. Whatever Devi says will become true. And for people who surrender on to Devi, Devi is like a mother, which means Devi will give boons. Devi will say good things to such people. And when Devi says something, it will automatically happen. It will definitely happen, which means that a person who has surrendered on to Devi, he will get everything. Bhakti Mukti Pradayini. Bhukti Mukti Pradayini also is a word that is used. Bhukti or Bhogam. worldly pleasures as well as moksham. Both of these a person will get who is surrendering on to Devi, because Devi is everything, Devi has everything, Devi is the supreme truth, Devi is Anandam. So Paramananda, Devi is Ananda Rupini. Therefore, we have to always surrender on to Devi, always remember Devi. So anything that comes in the way of remembering Devi, we can surely set it aside. Of course, we can use our intelligence or our discriminative faculty. Maybe sometimes we have to internally remember Devi and externally act like we are not remembering Devi. So when somebody comes to us and says, our parents come to us and say, oh, don't do this, then if we say, no, I will do it, then our life will become hell. So our life will become such that we'll not even be able to remember Devi. So instead of that, we should use our discrimination. So at times when we have to externally, when our parents say, don't remember Devi, okay, I'll not remember Devi. But internally, we can remember, because who is going to stop us? People around us are not realized that they can read our minds. Realized masters don't want to read minds because they know that everything is Ishvara. And whose mind to read and what to read? Nothing at all. And for people who are not realized, they cannot. Therefore, we can internally laugh. So externally say, okay, I'll not do this. Internally, we can blissfully remember Devi. We have to do this. We have to practice this. It's not external activity, as we have seen many days. For many days, we have seen that external activities are not important. What is important is inner contemplation or mental contemplation, the thought of Devi in our mind. That is more important. That is important. External activities is not important. So that's what Shankara says as Yoga Ratova, Bhoga Ratova, Sangha Ratova, Sangha Vihinaha, Yasya Brahmanidamate Chittam Nandati, Nandati Nandatyeva. A true devotee, a Devi Bhakta, will be doing yogam or bogam. Look at him. Look at Amrita Swarupananda. He is in meditation. With Amma, he is meditating. And the next day, Amrita Swarupananda, he is like in a board members meeting. Maybe AIIMS. In AIIMS, in a meeting. Sangharatova, 1 minute like he is as if he is attracted to us. Oh, you sing very well. Very good, like I am attracted to you. So 1 second, the very second, Swamiji, Amma is calling. Oh, immediately he will run. He will be saying something. Oh, Swamiji, wait. He will not even listen. So Sangharatova, Sangavihinaha. Sangharatam, getting attached at times and not getting attached. But yasya brahmani ramate chittam, but whose mind is ever abiding, contemplating on Ishvara, on Devi, such a person nandati, nandati, nandatyeva. Such a person will be ever happy, ever blissful. Abhito brahma nirvanam vartate vijitatmanam atma krida atmaratihi kriyavanesha brahma vidam varishtaha. There are many scriptural statements which speak about this state as Anandam, Paramanandam, Anandam, Paramanandam. So there will be always Anandam alone everywhere. So around us, in our mind, outside, around us, everywhere, such a person who is abiding in Devi, who has Devi Chinta in his mind, such a person will be able to feel happiness everywhere, pervading the entire world. And that is the goal of life. If that has to happen, then we have to surrender onto Devi. Surrendering onto Devi means just having the thought of Devi. That Devi, Sarvavyapi Devi, Advitiya Satyam, that Devi who alone is present here, that Devi we have to have in our mind at all times. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to rejoice in bliss, as Shankara says, very soon. Namaskar.